The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on Thursday the 22nd. Not Tuesday, because on Tuesday my head was inside my asshole.
Tuesday
was our Sunday. We just got back from Los Angeles and we stayed in Dublin. And I've never really experienced jet lag like that. I've been tired from traveling, but yeah. I've never had jet lag where I thought I had fucking malaria in a bed with a fever, just dying, and then all of a sudden snapped out of it as soon as I got enough sleep.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Like, I've never really properly experienced jet lag.
Horrendous.
It's a real thing. Mm. I think as well, because we came from somewhere really warm and bright, and then you're coming back here where there's no daylight.
Yeah, you come
so
back.
It's very hard to acclimatize your body.
Dublin, where you can't see fucking 2 foot in front of yourself in the car because it's pishing down, and you're like, oh, I was in beautiful, beautiful sunshine a minute ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about that very shortly. This podcast has got off to too quick a start. There's shit I have to talk about. There's gigs to be done, Maureen.
Is there?
Yeah. Right. 25th, which is this Sunday, is Manchester. Just go to colingettis.com and get all the tickets. We're going to Manchester. The 12th of December is Coleraine with Mickey Bartlett. And the 15th is Lola's in Oma, which isn't even a tour date, but here we are talking about it. And I mentioned to several people, not really, I've mentioned it on a podcast, and someone was like, I live in Oma. What the fuck's Lola's? You know? I was in Oma and a guy came up to me in an Argos and he's like, oh, fucking, you don't get a lot of celebrities in here and all. And I was like, fuck up, get behind the desk. All right? You cock. And then I said, oh, you should come to the gig, sure, we're doing on the 15th. And he goes, where is it? And I went, Lola's. And he goes, I don't go to Lola's. And I went, oh, sorry, where do you go? And I'll do a gig there then.
Come to your house. It's fine.
The fucking Institute of Window Lickers.
People are weird though in certain like country towns. They're like, oh no, you don't go there. I only go there.
Sure, like it's when we used to gig in Portrush and people were like, oh, we don't go to the Playhouse. And then we did a gig in a bar that was like 50 metres down the road and it was fucking packed. And like, that's just where people go. Anyway.
Who knows the logic behind these things, but
I don't know. It's all politics, isn't it? So 25th is Manchester. There's no Liverpool gig because they couldn't answer a fucking email.
Fuck those guys.
Retarded. Hot water. Retarded comedy club. Do you still need this date? Yeah, bro. 2 months ago. Do you know what I mean? I hope you're on work experience doing this job and no one's actually paying you a wage. You fucking brain dead cunt.
Well, one of their actual
no hard feelings, but
yeah,
hot fire is what they need, not hot water. To burn their club down.
Yeah, but don't be a comedy club and after a month respond with sorry, we were on a stag. With no other information. Like, not like, well, there you go, explain.
We're getting bogged down in the negativity. We're playing fine. Manchester, so if you live in Liverpool, get a train over.
Manchester's better.
Manchester's way better, and I don't want to dwell on anything, but they should fuck themselves and die. But I don't want to...
But, you know, you don't care. I don't want to... But, like...
It didn't annoy me, personally.
But the fans.
But on behalf of you guys, I'm saying to them, get a terminal disease.
Right, too far.
Oh, fuck's sake. Anyway... The podcast is again sponsored by Patreon.com. Or if you're blind boy, Patreon. It's Patreon, bro.
But you're a patron, so it is Patreon, surely?
Yeah.
Well, if you look on the website, they say Patreon, don't they?
Yeah.
So I will go with what the
so
guys...
So it's Patreon.
Who...
Blind boy, you fucking space dick. Anyway.
Space dick.
Space dick. Yeah, there's no ads on this podcast. Until General Apparel becomes a legit fucking piece of merchandise.
Yeah,
no. So it's sponsored by people who feel like they want to donate to the podcast. and there seems to be plenty of them because they're like, I've been enjoying this for years. Here's some money. And that's all it takes, guys. Some money. Think of the things you spend money on that you don't even fucking watch. You know, I have a court summons from a TV license. Can I afford to pay it? Yes.
I pay like £9 a month for Audible. Do I use it?
Exactly.
Well, I do use it, but I mean, it's hard to get through a lot of audiobooks. And I still pay for it.
That's the thing. You need like, you just think about like, oh yeah, I listen to like 2 podcasts a week. That's nearly fucking 3 hours a week, 12 hours a month. It's like, would you give me fucking $3 a month for me to put that shit out? Help be part of the Dead On Mafia, you know, get some exclusive content down the line.
Look at these sweet mics.
Yeah. Sponsored by Patreon. You know what I'm saying? Patreon, here we are. Instead of this big fucking robot arm coming in, I'm just talking to, like, Terry Wogan doing the fucking, what do you call it? Universal. What's it called? Eurovision. How good was he at that? Like, here's some Lithuanian spastics. Here we go. He didn't give a fuck at all. Here's some fucking weirdos. Anyway, so yeah, patreon.com if you want to become part of the Dead On Mafia, support the cause. And we can just keep it ad free. Because imagine I just stopped this and was like, today's podcast is sponsored by something.
Oh, yeah. That would be annoying.
Because it wouldn't be like sponsored by Nike. It would be sponsored by like some bullshit.
Yeah.
Sponsored by fucking, you know, just, I don't know. Nothing would work unless it was my own shit.
Yeah. And it would have to be something you'd like, which is nothing. So. That is a difficult one.
Yeah, we'll play this intro. We'll play this intro anyway, and we'll sip some tea and we'll be back in just a second.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Totally unplugging that. Also, what you can also do also is rate and review this podcast, which is pretty much as valuable as sending money into Patreon. Do you know what I'm saying? We're back from LA. The last podcast I did in my boxers in a nice little apartment in West Hollywood, where I talked into the camera microphone and then put it online. And I think the last thing we talked about was, it was the day of a gig, I think. So everything that happened after that, I haven't talked about. Things like Universal Studios. Went to Universal Studios. How was that for you, Maureen?
Best day of my life.
It was fucking, I thought it was going to be
so
like,
good.
I thought it was going to be like me kind of, you know, taking one for the team and being like, I'll take, go on Maureen, we'll go to bloody thing here. And then I was like, that was fucking incredible.
Because like, weirdly, we were not putting it off, but we were sort of going like, you know, it's a fairly touristy thing to do there. We'll see if we can fit it in. And then one day you went, I just got the tickets today. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even like rush out to go. We were like, sure, we'll go now and we'll just sort of,
we ended up
you
going
know,
at about 12 o'clock or half 12 or
which
one
was
or
actually
something.
Okay, but, and then when you get there, you're sort of going, I want to go here for 3 days in a row. It was so good.
I totally get why like fucking Kardashians and all that shit just book the whole thing for the day.
Yeah.
And you just get to go. Now, is it the biggest place you've ever seen for essentially 8 things? Absolutely. Isn't it really?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're
big. Because
you left
and you're like, what are we doing? And like, oh, we did like everything apart from the Waterworld thing, which is one thing. And the place is like the size of Lurgan. Why am I sweating? I'm sweating.
I don't know. Are you?
Yeah.
Is it condensation just because it's cold?
I don't know. I think it's just the heater was on or something. I've had some caffeine or I'm going to be sick or I don't know. Anyway.
Falling apart? We don't belong here anymore, do we?
Nah. I'm not used to this cold. I'm used to California sunshine. I just took my hat off there. Look like Voldemort. Now that I get the references.
Oh, there you go.
From Harry Potter because I've been on the ride now, which is crazy. I mean, they don't really do real rides now. They just put you in a seat and then play a fucking video and shake the car about. But it's fucking,
kind of underplaying that slightly.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's fucking amazing.
But the first one we went to was Harry Potter. Because I was the most excited about that. So I thought if we go there first, let's just go and spend most of our time there. And then we went on the ride. And afterwards, Colin went, that was so good. It doesn't sound right saying that, does it?
I'm going on the ride, sir.
Yeah. What else can we say? We went
on the attraction.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It doesn't. Yeah. No, it was a ride. It's a fucking ride.
It is. It's basically a roller coaster in a way, but it's a roller. So good.
It's like a roller coaster inside. It's class.
I just remember watching your face during it. And obviously you haven't even seen the movies, but you're just like...
Oh yeah, fucking £200 a ticket. Maureen's watching me.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I've sort of... Like, I just glanced around and you were like really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I haven't even seen this, but I love it.
Yeah, some freaks knocking about there.
Yeah, there was a lot of like grown adults in capes and robes and hats and stuff. It was a bit weird.
I like the way...
Like, that's too far for
me. I like how older Asian women have the same sort of like selfie technique as young Asian women. Like, there was a woman with a selfie stick and she was 85 and she was like, oh, hello, live from Disneyland. It was Universal Studios, but you know what I mean?
That's just what they say every time they take a photo.
Harry Potter.
It was a good crack, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there was one we queued up for ages.
And Ollivanders, you can leave that one.
And then the what?
Ollivanders?
The fucking...
The wand shop?
That was horse shit. I thought it was going to be something, and there's this woman like...
It was the biggest queue of the place.
She's like a fucking drama student. She's like, today we're going to witness a fucking wand measuring. Or what was it called?
Fitting? Yeah, it's like getting your wand, yeah.
Getting your wand measured. And it was fucking shit. And it was so like, oh, here, pick someone from the crowd. Take this wand. Point it at this plant. And say, yeah, fucking planty is dias soon. And it just went, meow, and died. There's a wee guy at the back pulling little strings. But other than that, it was lethal, you know? And we had such a pile of shit that day.
But actually quite good food there.
Oh, yeah. I would say like...
We basically ate in the Simpsons bit.
Yeah, we had got a hot dog and then we got some tremendous pizza.
Oh, no.
That pizza with a big fat fucking crust on it. But it was a great day out. We stayed at the bitter end. Like, there was no one left in it and they were shutting everything. And then I was like, let's go... Or you were like, let's squeeze one more thing in. And it was the mummy ride, which I'm pretty sure is a website.
It's very dirty, this place.
TheMummyRide.com. But it was based on the movie The Mummy. And you said, after it, you were like, oh yeah, I remember seeing that there's a sign in the way and says, you know, don't go on unless you're like, you know, you've got a heart condition or you're pregnant or you're a child or you're fucking any of that shit because of its vigorous nature or whatever. And you're like, yeah, I did see something. Like it said, it was like 48 mile an hour or something. And it's like, you sit in this thing in the dark and you're like, oh, okay, click the seat in. What the crap? What's fucking going to happen now? And then just, like, it just goes fucking.
It's so not, fast.
It just goes 45 mile an hour. It doesn't like ramp up.
It goes from zero to straight
it just,
away.
It's just you're sitting there like, I wonder what the fucking. Like,
and then you stop really abruptly. And then it just like this big scary thing comes out and it just brings you backwards.
Yeah, you shoot back away and you're like, I get off. I was like, fuck, I thought I was going to be like. You know, the guy's got flies coming out of his mouth and all that shit. I was like, fucking hell. Thank God we left it long enough after the pizzas and the hot dogs. I had a fucking, just the whole hot dog would have come out in one go.
Here, hold that.
Excuse me, hot punk, like a Pez machine. Great reference there, great reference.
The Walking Dead bit was quite scary as well. And it is actually when you walk around. Yeah, it's just, like one of those ones where people jump out at you.
You walk around.
But genuinely, it was terrifying.
Imagine that was your job. You're like... So, what can you offer us here at Universal Studios? And they're like, well, I'm keen. I'm a movie fan. I just want to be in this environment. And they're like, great. Just fucking paint yourself up like a zombie and all day walk behind this wall and then go, bah! And then walk behind it again until someone else comes. Bah! I just do that all day.
You may or may not get slapped.
Yeah. And that's it. And you walk in and the people are like, please don't bother the workers.
Don't touch the workers, don't bother them.
I guarantee you some black dude was just like, what the fuck? And bang.
100%.
They don't take no shit. Definitely. Boys. We came out and there was one, that fucking giant tall black dude. And he was like shaking. He was like, holy shit.
And he was like running around in circles, just like slapping stuff. Being like, but it was so, oh like, my God.
But it was so uncool because he was, you know, like he's all he fucking cool. Swagged out. But he was like, God damn, my nerves is wrecked. So what is? And he just went,
fuck. Sick.
Food West Belfast. My fucking earth. Fuck yeah. But yeah, we did that. We had the gig that night in Los Angeles in Bar Lubitsch, which was class, wasn't it?
Great bar.
Bar Lubitsch. It would give you the same sort of vibe, I'd say, as if you've ever been downstairs in the Pavilion. Have you ever been in there, the big house?
Yeah,
isn't
similar.
Similar,
yeah.
Apart from absolutely pumping. Full of people, music's good.
But But it's good because in the middle of LA, there's not many bars like that.
No, that's not a very drinky place.
I mean, but it is like a European, as they say, bar. Yeah. So it's very like a proper bar and there is just to drink in. Yeah. It's not like gimmicky or...
Yeah, and we...
It's just a bar.
Yeah, we went in there and I was shitting myself, which, you know, doesn't happen. Like, you get really sort of like hyped up about stuff, like a Limelight show or something. You're like, fucking let's go. That one, I was like, fucking, I am shitting my pants.
So you just didn't know what to expect.
Didn't know what to expect. So we took in, we got some whiskeys in pretty quickly, just to settle the nerves. And that was it, really. The show before us ran on a wee bit, but it was like the final episode of some quite popular podcast. And they had like Brody Stevens and stuff in the room. That was pretty cool. Yes!
He's so funny.
I know. I'm battling a nasal drip. What did he say? I'm taking iodine drops.
Ginkgo squirts.
And ginkgo squirts. What the fuck is ginkgo?
Freshly squeezed Sunny Delight.
I'm battling a nasal drip. Remember, he's like, where are you from? It was like Ireland. And he goes, oh, I've been to Dublin and Galway. And I went Galway and he just slammed the mic down. Don't correct me in my own country. And he picks it up like all calm again. He's fucking brilliant.
So good.
What was the fucking thing he said? I'm the resident drummer at the Guitar Center. So funny. So funny. But so we went in and then Aaron went up and, you know, because he lives in that shared house. Shout out to Aaron, you know, shit for fucking wanting to hang out with us the whole fucking time. You see, I thought when we were going to go over, he was going to still be working and you would just be fitting us in when he could. But he was like, nah, I'm fucking, what do you want to do? He'd be text like, what are we doing today? Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know, Aaron, I haven't thought about it yet. We're just enjoying being here in the sunshine.
We're just in bed and Aaron's like, I'll get in now. Here I am. I'm right here, guys, the whole time.
Absolute nightmare the whole time we were there because he didn't have a functioning phone. And then he got a lend to someone's phone. And then he couldn't fucking update all the apps or whatever.
And he couldn't top it up either.
And he couldn't top it up because whatever the top-up system in America is, if you miss the top-up, I mean... It says top up. It's essentially it's like a contract. They've went, oh, you didn't pay your last month's contract. You owe us like three contracts.
It's basically a contract, but there is no contract, so there's no good rules to it.
Yeah,
which means if you
it's
don't,
it's like a 0 hours contract.
Yeah, if it's $50 and you forget the next month to top up, they charge you $100 the next time. They carry it over. So he sort of went, if I top up, I'm gonna be charged.
It was like trying to meet your friend in a different country in the '80s. That's what it felt like.
But he was the one living there.
Yeah, we're like fucking. We're grand. We're like. You know, let's do some shit. And then Morse coding him to fucking see if he's up for shit.
So we're going over to see Aaron and we're sort of going, Aaron, we're taking you here.
Yeah.
We'll get you an Uber here. Like we'd have there.
Uber is great. But yeah, back to the gig. Aaron goes up. Everyone's fucking, yeah, because everyone's so supportive over there. Like, that's my boy. That's my boy. That's my boy right there. And then he just was like, you know, oh, what the fuck's crack? And then brought me on. And everyone's like, you know, how's your... you know, you go to a gig in England. How's your comedy going to... Do you have to change all your Northern Irish comedy for people in London? Do you have to go to Scotland and write a whole new set for Scottish people? Do you have to, like, fucking, you know, go to elocution lessons if you're doing a gig in America? Let me tell you something. I'm funny everywhere. Didn't change a word. Might have said pedophile instead of paedophile. That's it. That was it.
Right enough, though, to be fair.
I could barely understand.
I can vouch for you that.
They were like still laughing at Aaron, and I didn't know what the fuck he was saying. He sounded
Aaron
like someone's,
doesn't change anything,
someone's
so.
Tyrone Ma shouting up the stairs. Get in the fucking bed! That's.
People think you are supposed to change when you go somewhere like that. You go somewhere like that, and they don't want you to change. They want you to be yourself and... talk the way you talk and talk about the things you would normally talk about. They don't want you to go over and talk like an American and use all American references all the time.
Yeah.
That's no good either.
So, and I actually said something like, is the accent okay? And everyone went, woo! And then someone went, it's sexy.
Oh, did they? Yeah. That was me.
It's fucking one black guy. Yeah, sexy, man. But
fucking sexy.
Sexy fucking bastard. We did the gig. It was great. He did his bit. It was great. It was just a wee hour long show. It was
just
done.
Good. It was really good fun. It was
done and dusted. And then we just fucking... that was it. Drank a lot. I mean, to drink in LA is a fucking fortune, like, and you kind of get sucked into it, like, nah, well, fuck it, we're here.
But to be in LA is expensive. The food is expensive.
Yeah. Like, there isn't accommodation. There isn't a bottle of beer in a bar cheaper than fucking $8.
No, it's all roughly set,
and which is more or less £8 nowadays.
Yeah, it's like there really was nowhere cheap unless you bought it in like a shop. But even then, it wasn't like.
No, you would have to. You'd have really to seriously fucking preload and then just go in somewhere and buy one beer. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how the bars make money at all, but. I mean, the comedy clubs are like, you have to buy two. That was the most depressing bit of the whole fucking holiday. The last day, you know, we went to the comedy store again. And it was one of those 16 headliner nights where they just had fucking Joe Rogan, Chris D'Elia, Brian Callen got on the stage for a minute. Ton of people. And we didn't want to drink because we were flying the next day. And we also had the weed crayons. So we were just like, uh-oh, Crayola. You know?
I mean, I had beers. But.
Yeah, you had beers, but you can control yourself. I can't have two beers. But anyway, so we're sitting watching that, and you have to buy two drinks in a comedy club. It's like a two drink minimum thing, but obviously it's like a wee mini contract. It's two drinks versus $20. So obviously two Cokes aren't $20, but they just fucking charge you $20.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Which I don't get, because we were talking about this. They don't pay the comedians either.
No,
so
they don't. I mean, the amount of money that comedy store must be making is... And literally,
like every night, they've got three or four shows on.
And I listen to so many comedians talking about it. And like, oh, the store is the fucking holy grail. And, you know, it's so good to be in the store. And you don't get any money for it. Do you know what I mean? It would barely be petrol money, I'm sure, for a lot of people. It's just like, listen, this is a comedy store. It's the most famous comedy club in the world. People are dying to get in here. And if you don't like the setup, you can fucking suck my dick. But that's the place. Do you know what I mean? Like, the likes of Kill Tony has grown up in there. And it wouldn't have the fucking prestige it has if it wasn't at the comedy store. And it's just all that shit. But basically, everyone's working. I don't know how many... I don't know what stage of your comedy career you'd have to be at before you would be earning good money. I think you'd have to be in, like... New York, where you could do fucking 8 spots a night and get, you know, like $25 each spot. You probably get more money in New York, but you could probably earn like, you know, whatever, $300-$400 a night if you fucking hustled like mad and just ran about New York.
Yeah,
but I don't know how the fuck those LA comedians. You would have to have a full time job to the point where you could go to a different state and headline a club, and you would sell it out basically. I don't know how the fuck they make money. It's crazy.
Well, you just have to be doing so much that it adds up. It's like completely relentless. But then that's what people want to do. And it's the kind of place, it's quite fun to do it over there. You know, there is a lot of good places to do it in. And like everyone wants to be in LA doing it. So you're meeting all the right people to be there. So you kind of probably, they probably forgive a lot of shit. Like, yeah. But that's where I don't like the two drink minimum thing, because when you know it's not going to, you know, it's not helping the comedians at all. It's just for the club, and you're already paying them like $20 each to get into it. And then it's another $20 for a drink. So,
like, if you were talking
per person, you're going, well, not to pay the comedians, that's a lot.
16 headliners, and it's $15 in. So you're talking like.
It's 20.
On a Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does that work out as?
What?
Well, I don't know, but they literally pay the comedians like $15.
Oh, right, $15. Oh, right, okay. Sorry.
So like half of the front row pays for the comedians,
yeah,
and the rest of it's pure fucking money for the bar. Like, I'm sure the rent's not great on Hollywood or Sunset Boulevard.
I mean, they've had it since the '70s, so they may own it by now.
Yeah,
probably do actually.
Mad shit. And every comedian that gigs regularly in Lavery's is better than every comedian that gigs regularly in the comedy store. I said that in the last podcast. Bar about four people of all the comedians we've seen, I was like, why are these people famous? Do you know what I mean?
It's a really funny thing to see to see people who, you know, when you're sitting here watching them going, wow, look at them, they're such stars and they can do this and that and everyone knows them. And then you just see them doing comedy like any other comedian and you judge them like you judge any other comedy.
Yeah.
And you're sort of going, oh, it's not actually, they're not any different to anyone else.
Joe Rogan was...
It's exciting to see them. You're still a little bit of, oh, there's, you know, Joe Rogan, oh my God. But yeah, then but, as soon as you're doing comedy, you're watching his comedy and you're like,
some bullshit bit and you're like, oh fuck. Yeah. And then Chris D'Elia comes out, worst material I've ever seen in my life.
Very disappointing.
And then the guy, they're like, oh, who's up next? And they're like, who? Michael Costa? Oh, the fucking the tennis player. No, fuck it. And then this dude comes out who nobody knows and fucking destroys the place.
Hilarious, yeah.
And you're like, oh, he's an actual fucking comedian. Yeah. Instead of a guy who's like, I mean, it's now when you think about it, now I'm like, Joe Rogan's not a funny guy. You watch his podcast and he's like deadly serious. He's a really good host of a podcast.
Yeah.
And then he smokes a load of weed and he's all like, you know, we're on a spinning rock covered in fucking monkeys and, you know, isn't that crazy? And all, and you're like, what are you talking about?
He does this thing, and he probably does it at the end of quite a lot of sets, where he sort of finishes his material and then he goes, guys, do you ever just think about the fact there's no roof on the planet and blah, blah, blah. And it's this whole big thing. And then he's like, think about it. And then he walks away really dramatically. And you're going, he's doing that. So that's his like dramatic thing. Like, oh my God, Joe Rogan, it's so epic. And you're going, yeah, but his material was literally talking about nothing. Like, what was he? I can't even remember what he was talking about. It was so, one of those ones where he just imitates a woman's voice for the whole time. Talking about some stupid shit. And then you're like, I hate that. I don't know why I hate whenever comedians imitate women to make fun of it. It's never funny.
Yeah.
And that's, it was his whole set. And I was like, oh, okay. It's disappointing.
Yeah,
it was
shit. Chris D'Elia was doing material that a guy who has never drank or taken drugs.
Yeah.
And probably got as much post as he could get his whole life. That's the sort of material you would do. Very shit. Pedestrian. And he talks differently.
He talks so differently. He's so different on stage.
Throw your phone in the bin there.
That's fine.
He'd be like, you know, he'll riff about something on a podcast and then you'll go see him and he's like, and then I talk like this and I did a thing and then I growled at a baby and and you're like,
yeah, he talks,
why did
so
you develop a fucking speech impediment there just to do a bit of stand-up?
But then Brian Callan came in and then they were like, you know, talking shit to each other and they go on stage and then he's back to being like how you know Chris D'Elia to
but
talk.
I'll tell you what's funny. I seen a clip of them before slagging each other off and then he came on stage and he did that again. And then he'd done it the night before.
Yeah, they started doing that now.
And then they put it up again. And it's, they have a wee routine. It's like a bit that they do now. It's all the same lines and stuff. But it seems to get...
I could tell because we saw them sort of on the second night. And I was like, God, they did this last night, I think. Because I saw it in the Comedy Store. And then you're sort of going, they'll probably do this. But it is the funniest part of his set is when Brian Callan comes in and talks shit to him.
Yeah.
Which is
we did a podcast last night in Lavery's. Which, fuck up! Which was unbelievable. Last night in Lavery's, it was fucking crazy. But like, you know, when you do like a live podcast and just talk a pile of shit, the podcast will be available in the next few days, by the way. It's so funny. It's, you know, like, the laugh rates are more than anyone's set, like, really. You know, it's just like, it's just ridiculous and funny. And we're like fighting over fucking dick jokes. And actual dicks sometimes. But yeah, it was great. And then we did Flip Deck at the end with some fucking goddamn fucking 19-year-old student, wee girls. Was that gross and weird?
I mean, I filmed it and now I think I shouldn't have, you know?
Yeah, it's probably illegal. I mean, they're fucking...
Nah, it's fine.
It was funny. But...
They didn't look like they really wanted to do it, but then they got into it, you know?
Yeah. And then they were actually pretty sound, like, after.
No,
it was weird. I thought, you know...
They were.
You have your preconceptions, like, about these are fucking nightmare wee girls.
But I'm
like,
sure they didn't arrive from libraries expecting to be brought on stage to throw a big dildo around, like, so
no,
that would make me uncomfortable.
Fair play, because we lost, because Mickey all of a sudden developed, you know, the skills to play Flip Deck since last time. He's been practicing, and the girl just fucking downed that whiskey like it was nothing.
She did. She was absolutely, like, she really
fair play.
It's quite impressive.
Fair play to you. But there you go. So Comedy Store, great club, but you know what it is, there's no real respect for the comedians in there. Do you know what I mean? It's like They always talk about comedy clubs. It's like a fucking chicken wing restaurant that has comedy at it. That's what they all are. It's all like, do you want drinks? Do you want food? Filtering people in. They just start the show and they're still seating people.
Yeah.
You know, and like comedians are going up and there's fucking guys shouting, okay, well, you want to sit there? What do you want to drink? Two beers? You know, like all this shouting going on. And it's a very bustly, loud room. You know, it's weird. It's a weird setup. And then, like, the biggest comedians in the world are going up and having to shout over some cunt eating fucking nachos in the front row. It's weird. It's weird as fuck.
Good to see, though.
Good
like,
to see.
It was like.
Good to see. But what I'm saying is. Now, also, you'll probably see some clips on my Instagram of the Flip Deck incident last night. But those girls were like, oh, we went to the Limelight. We went to, you know, the Empire. We've been to all these comedy nights. and they're like, this one's the best one. And I was like, yeah, correct. Because we give a shit about it. Do you know?
We have dildos.
We have dildos. Maureen is insufferable in any live performance environment now because you're so fucking on top of everything at Lavery's that you'll sit somewhere and go like, why is there no music on in here? Those lights are shit. These seats are fucked up.
Oh, I was in the Comedy Store shushing all around me.
Because like, we...
There was girls in the toilets being loud and I was nearly going to go in and go, would you ever be quiet?
Would you ever give over?
God. Respect.
Your fake tits.
But then the girl did have like leather... like chaps with like that were all stringed up at the side of her legs and big heels on, and I was quite scared. So
stripper, probably. So yeah,
I think she lived in the toilet.
But yeah, Lavery's is great. Lavery's is a great comedy club. We'll finish talking about LA. What else did we do before we fucking flew home with that Chinese dude? But I said to you when we left the flight, is it even an international flight if there isn't a fucking Chinese guy behind you with emphysema? Now, oh my god.
Is that your phone?
Am I gonna bend my phone?
Is it on flight mode?
Is it fuck?
Well then why won't you just turn it on that? That is so Colin. I'll just keep complaining about the thing that keeps going wrong and not fix it.
But yeah, every flight I've ever been on, there's been a fucking Chinese guy behind me going... There was a guy in the fucking toilets at Universal. All Asians wash their face in fucking public toilets. That's a fact. Do they piss on their face every time they're in there or something? Oh, I made a mistake, piss on my face. They all go in and... It must be like living in fucking Hong Kong or something where it's like...
Just wash it's just, the dirt
You know, you have to like squeegee the grime off your face. And they just go in and they wash their face. And the guy was like putting fucking water up his nose. Going... and then like blowing it out his nose. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I can imagine you standing there like...
And then the dude's fucking behind us on the plane like... there was a lot of that. We got in a fucking Uber and there's this black guy who looked like he was in that movie fucking Lord of War or whatever you call that movie, and he was just sat the whole time, and then he took one of those fucking nasal decongestant squirts, taking ginkgo squirts, and he's driving and he just put his hair back went like this, and I was like, stop. I'm gonna fucking kick your head against that steering wheel.
We both can't deal with people who like sniff and like, I don't know, breathe weird.
Sniffing and swallowing makes me want to fucking lose my mind. But Asian, there's something about just Asians.
They always just cough in the back of their head.
Is it because fags?
It's not even like a normal like cough. It's always like their whole mouth's open and you're like, ah,
I think
stop
it's,
it.
You know, especially, I said that in a vlog when we were in Vietnam. I was like, every cunt around here has emphysema just from fucking scooter exhaust smoke and the fags cost nothing.
Yeah.
So there's like any of those videos you see of like a fucking baby in a nappy smoking a fag, it's probably like Vietnam. And they're all just like just hacking up fucking tar. I was like, go in there and blow your nose once and then don't do that for 5 hours instead. Do you know what I mean? You know when someone has a cough? Girls do it a lot when they're like... And you're like, if you just went like this, that would be the cough done.
Oh, great. You can't discriminate against coughs now like that.
People are fucking gross. Swallowing. Who needs it?
It's just on planes because planes are so dirty anyway.
Yeah. And then that's...
And you're just like, I'm breathing this in.
I think that's what happening. Was making me freak out with the jet lag because you kind of feel a bit fluey with jet lag.
Well, it's not, it's not a great thing to do.
You feel like,
body.
You're like, what's wrong with me? But then I was like, definitely, I've got the Chinese phlegm hitting the back of my head here.
For sure. And you don't even have like, any like hair to like guard it off or anything, you know? Just all going in here.
Yeah.
You know? Unfortunately.
Do you want to go blow your nose once, mate? No, I sit here for 6 hours with the snot dribbling down my nose.
Stop.
You sure you don't want to just blow it one time? No, I save the planet. Don't use enough tissue. I do this. Blow your fucking nose, you tramp. And his wife sitting beside him, she's white. And you're thinking she would just be like, not that that is, makes any difference, but like, she's obviously married to the guy, and he's just sitting there like, for whatever amount of years they've been married.
Do you ever see couples
you
and then
blow your nose, you dirty cunt?
One of them does something weird and you're like, how do you live with someone who does that weird thing? You know, when people do like eat weird or something, and you're like, that would be gone. I'd be gone. Bye. No, can't do that.
Yeah. Do I have any weird?
And do you know what the thing is? I remember saying to my sister once, I went, and I don't know what it was. We were like, somewhere we were spending a lot of time with a lot of people. And you know, whenever you're just maybe a bit tired and hungover or something, and everyone's annoyed, and everyone is doing weird nose things. And I went, Dave, I said this to her one time. I was like, do you know what? I just realized Colin doesn't really have any of those things that annoy me. Like, he doesn't eat weird to me. He doesn't make weird noises. He doesn't, like, snore. He doesn't do any weird things that kind of gross me out. And Niamh just went, well, that's probably why you're marrying him then. And I went, yeah, probably. Maybe that's why.
Just not sitting there going.
So that's how you know if you're going to marry someone, because they don't have a weird, like, ooh, I hate the way they do that with, or whatever. I mean, there's plenty of things annoying me that you do, but
what are they?
Oh, I don't know. Just many things.
Do you know what annoys a lot of people? You on this podcast. So watch your fucking mouth.
That is true.
God damn it.
Hate of my haters, you know.
Let's wrap up this LA story. What happened? We got to Dublin. I had a gig in Dublin on the 20th. We got into the Temple Bar Inn, which is like a sort of, it's probably like a shit hotel, but it's modern enough where it's quite quirky. I just wanted to be in the middle of the action for no reason at all, because we didn't leave the fucking bedroom.
Yeah.
But, we just sat there all day with fucking jet lag trying to figure. And there was a Chopped beside us. We got a lot of salad, which was a welcome fucking surprise. Just walked over, just shoveling it in your mouth. It's like half chewed for you. It's great.
Yeah, it's like eating a salad. Taken out of it.
You know, you've had a Chinese guy go. I hurt my teeth there. And then, you know, he fucking spits it back in and you get to eat it. Like,
it's like wee baby birds. Like.
So we were glad to get that. Then we slept. And then I think what we did was we got the salad and then we also got Supermax fucking cheesy chips.
Yeah, that was good.
Just to double up. We're still on that American fucking thing. And then the next day I had the gig, which was fucking class. I've never really gigged in Dublin ever. And I couldn't be arsed trying to infiltrate the system down there, because they'd be like, all the comedians from Dublin come up here and fucking get paid top dollar to headline, sort of. And then you would be like, can I get a gig down there? And they're like, oh yeah, you can do 4 minutes, you know, in between a guy playing a ukulele and someone talking about the Pope for an hour. So I just never bothered. And then I booked my own gig there and went down. So maybe anyone who's listened to the podcast or watched videos somehow have probably been kind of waiting. You know, as soon as he comes down, I'll go see him. So it was like a small but very perfectly formed crowd of people who were all podcast listeners. Chatted to some folks after. It was very nice people, you know. Just
Everyone was really nice.
And it was interesting just to hear all the stories of people, like, because you are kind of interested. You're in a place and you're like, why the fuck are you here? You know, how did you hear about this gig or me or whatever? And they're like, oh yeah. And it was all like those two guys we're talking to, Gavin and Gary.
Yeah,
probably fake names, but the guy was like, oh yeah, we had a mate who went to fucking Jordanstown or something, and we went up, and at the time all your videos were everywhere, and then just seen something about podcasts and started listening to it. And then they're like, oh yeah, I've just listened to every podcast since whatever. And people are even like, oh yeah, when iTunes had the different logo, you know, the fucking blue thumbnail and stuff for the thing. It was cool. It's cool to hear all those stories.
That's what's great about podcasts, though. You know, it's such a stretches to so many people.
Yeah, people are just think they really know you, which is great.
And it was in Whelan's, which is a great venue.
Whelan's is great. It's like gigging. It's similar to the Limelight, as in like they put on gigs all the fucking time.
So it's real slick.
So it's slick as fuck. Also, shout out to our boy Riggsy, you know, because he put up a thing. Riggsy, of course, the world famous DJ, and he also he does like ATL, Cross the Line.
Mm-hmm.
They have a podcast, you know, it's all new music and stuff like that. Just an old school Belfast legend. But then he put up on his thing. He put up on his Facebook, like, what sort of podcasts are people listening to from, like, Northern Ireland or Ireland as a whole. And it was like, it was literally like Blind Boy, General Banter, Mad Notions, General Banter, Blind Boy, General Banter. Like, it was the same fucking shit over and over again. Boytown, like Shane and Dave's one. And then there was I must see if your mum has the paper still, but there was a picture, and it looks like me and Blind Boy are having a chat. the way they've put it together there. But there's my fucking mug. And then I had Blind Boy there. And we both do podcasts. We get very different numbers of listeners. He probably gets about 500,000 a week. I do not. Probably gets a lot of cash for doing it. I do not. He does a lot of research and work for his. I do not. You know, hot takes? Nah, hot cakes.
Hot dicks.
Yeah. Hot dicks.
That's it.
Around here. You know, sometimes I think he just opens a book and goes, Nazis, something else. And then just tries to figure out a fucking through line. That sort of
he does sound like he does a lot of homework, like.
Oh, he does, yeah, absolutely, you know. But fuck him. £30 in to watch an interview. Digest my semen.
Ew.
£30. Me and Mickey fucking making people shit themselves. But yeah, then there was a write up about the podcast. While Barry the Blender is arguably the country's finest creation of the last decade. Not hearing a lot of argument about that more not around here, am I? £30 into a podcast, fucking eat my asshole. Fucking yurt. my phone won't stay.
But why don't you just lock the screen? Oh yeah, oh my god,
science, bro. It's a finest comic creation of the last decade. Colin Geddes has long since proved himself as much more than a one-trick pony. Also, I kind of have the legs of a pony.
Yeah, it's more of a pony.
His stand-up shows regularly sell out, correct? His video blogs are the stuff of legend. Correct. And his hugely popular podcast is the right balance between sweary nonsense and subtle insight. Regular guests include the equally outspoken Mickey Bartlett. So there you have it, guys. Nice words from... And then there's a picture of your sister with a dog.
That's a pretty good, like...
Little rap sheet of information.
It is. I think that sounds good.
Like, he created the finest creation. Okay. Was he done? No. Decided, oh, will I do that the best?
His final creation was himself. Ultimately. Yeah.
So, yeah. Asshole well and truly licked off myself at this point. But, yeah, shout out to everyone who came out of Dublin. It was class. And we're like, we're back in Ireland now. Let's really start eating healthy. And we closed that night off with fucking... full-blown Persian fucking kebab thing.
And pizza.
And a pizza.
And then we had a McDonald's last night.
We had a McDonald's, but then we had porridge today.
Years. How many people here you done out on that time?
This cunt's a legend. Now, I'm trying to find a clip. Also, I haven't yet bought the piece of equipment that stops this gun. But sure, deal with it.
I can hear it.
Yeah, it's weird. I was talking to our boy Michal, who does sound at Lavery's, and there's a clip from this interview where they're like talking to people at Fairhill Market before they shut it down, and it must be the fucking 90s or 80s or, and what the fuck, it's colour. When did they bring in colour? I don't know, but it's fucking ridiculous anyway. But there was, he kept quoting this bit where the guy was like, do you have any alcohol in there? And the guy was, no, I've only fucking tea and a mineral. I couldn't find it because there's seemingly things longer than fucking all three Lord of the Rings. There's like there's so many parts to this thing. But well, listen to the money. Banter, it's great.
Well, I thought that by the way you're dressed.
That's
but
it. For Mr. Orr's took it all from me.
Mr. Orr, yes. Who's he?
He's the man that collects the money.
Oh, he
he collects her. Early in a wet morning. Early in a wet morning.
So ladies, what are you doing?
Do you not love as well, like, people are so awkward around cameras back then. Yeah. Like, so what are you doing then? And then that, there's the crack. I was sure, great, good stuff.
And people just look at the camera like,
I know, freaking out.
And did some Christmas shopping. Yeah,
are these all for the grass?
There's a bit.
Yeah, an old telly lamp there hanging together. A piece.
The cover's worth it.
For old records. Yes. Yeah, an old telly lamp there hanging together. What sort of money's that?
Give me four for it.
Oh, this is getting worse.
Now, there's a pair of, like, I don't know what they're called in the horse, the equestrian world. But is it blinkers? Is that what goes on a fucking horse? The thing covers their eyes?
Yeah, they're called now, blinkers, yeah.
I think, for slang, does some people call them winkers? And then this boy's like, much does it fit wankers? Give us a set of wankers.
Really?
What do you hear?
Yeah, of course. Well, the pram will be cheap, Will.
Cheap?
The pram will be cheap, probably no more needed.
Well, That'll be for the taking home then.
Anybody that needs it, huh? Can have it.
Are you even sure that the suits are closed?
Suits and clothes. We do the most of things. You don't get it here, you forget about it.
My granda sounds like this, by the way.
And what's the cheapest wee basic?
I think I haven't seen him in about 20 years.
You hear there, for grand wins.
Hold on.
How you doing? What about the old wankers here for the horse?
Is it wankers? Is that what he's saying? But he's just like,
is it for the fucking wankers? Get them wankers around that fucking horse. Hold on.
How you doing? What about the old wankers here for the horse? Pull them off a man till we get a look at them. Bring them wankers down till we see them.
We've got to keep saying it.
What sort of horse did that? Are you going to take the stall suddenly and kill somebody? Yes.
This is brilliant.
What sort of horse did them? Was that?
It's great.
Come on out.
No, I don't want to fuck. I don't know. There's so much of it, but there was a bit where, you know, they just sell all sorts of stuff. And then there was one guy who was like, you could tell he had a bit of a Belfast accent. And he was like, that's 30 yards of rope there. I can't not do that accent.
Yeah.
He's like, there's about 30 yards of rope there. So it is. And the guy's like, hey, fucking, that sounds good and all. And he's like, if you fucking want to give up and you throw it over a fucking branch and you can hang yourself with it, you know what I mean? Get it around your fucking neck if you fucking had it up there with the wife and kids and all. You can fucking hang yourself, but whatever you need to use it for, I'm sure you're using it for some sort of manual labor.
I love when people have like good crack, but they're really going, you know, like you really want to kill yourself. Yeah. Like life's really shit and all, you know, but it's
if you're going to kill yourself, this is the stuff. You know what I mean?
Haha. You know?
Yeah.
That's it. Life, eh? You couldn't difficult.
You couldn't have that. It's very raspy when you're shouting. You're like, fuck. You couldn't. You're just
loud. I know.
Piercing voice. But wanger.
Wankers.
He's literally like that guy from here with fucking Tourette's. Tourette's. Tourette's.
How many times do you think you've used? I spelled the words
that wrong. Tourette's. Sounds like a fucking dessert. Mm. Do you want the fucking Tourette's, do you? Tourette's, let me see, Northern Ireland. That guy's getting a show as far as I know. This guy, what's his name, Lewis Cuball? 4 million views, bro. What disability have I to get 4 million views?
Right, how many of those
bitch?
Views were you?
Fucking wankers! Fucking wanker bastards.
Is that how he talks?
Yeah, I think he talks kind of like that too. Let me just get a crack at him. Lewis Cuball, shout out to... I'm sorry, I'm not plugged in. Let me go back to the fucking screaming hiss.
Bro, what's happening, Monty? Fuck, decided... Wankers! We decided to finally do a shopping video, so... It should be fun. Wankers. Hey! And Tesco's looking for baskets.
There's no less or more swearing than there would be in one of my vlogs, and I don't think I have Tourette's, wankers.
Trolley? Fuck, there's not a trolley. We're looking for baskets. Can you find
this might as well be just you and Tesco's. Where's the fucking pwee lentils? Wanker, fucking.
Basket? No baskets? Wankers. Fuck.
5p a bag.
Stealing caramel.
A mix between him and the Chinese dude behind me. Fucking
caramel.
Fucking caramel. Wankers, wankers.
Yes, those. Tesco's looking for milk. Now we've got a basket though. Wankers. Ooh. Fuck, we're winning it. Like, I don't have a cat or a dog. Fuck off. And the
cat. This literally does sound like you.
Fuck.
That was the guy in the plane too.
Yeah, I don't need cat or dog. Wanker, wankers, wankers.
Neither. Fuck, got a free deep now. Milk the cow? Fuck. Come on, right down. Come on, you can do it. Fucking grab it and shut up, wankers. Don't touch my dick. You happy?
That is just me and Tess.
It really is.
Right. Now, my dad gave us a list. The list says we need to go get bread now. Wankers. Fuck. So, bread it is. Wankers, Tesco's a shit out like Asta. Fuck. Fucking cunts. Just got a dirty look.
So, I mean, the best way to
it
be...
It must be really tough, though, like...
I mean, how do you get to sleep? And does it like, fucking fade out as you're gonna go to sleep? Are you like, wanker,
how do you find it? Like?
All day, and then you're just like, I fucking... I'm getting a wee bit sleepy, wanker. Oh my god, that's me tired. Wanker. Wanker. Fuck. Fucking wanker. And then as soon as you wake up, you're like, you turn your, ooh, wanker. Morning. Fucking wankers. Much for the wankers. You set of wankers. You should phone someone up, like a fucking, one of those country shops. You set of wankers in there. You know, for when the horse needs wanking. People are going to not like this podcast. It's you're going to be very, deaf as fuck. I mean, that's the best way to have Tourette's, is be famous. You know what I mean? Because people are like, that's the wee fella there with the fucking wanker. She's got the Tourette's on. You know, instead of just being like, who's this fucking lunatic over here calling milk a wanker?
I mean, that's how everyone in LA talks as well, so.
Yeah. Oh my God, wankers. I tried to do material about it last night, but that woman talking to the child. Dahlia, can you get a control? Can you get a handle on your fucking emotions? And it was a baby.
They do like to be in control of their emotions.
Get a handle on your emotions. Being a cunt seems to be like an emotion. Can you get a handle on that? No, I need. What the fuck was she drinking? An iced. It was like an iced green tea at the Grove.
Oh, of course.
Which is just exactly the behavior you would expect in there, like, but fucking a nightmare. What was I going to talk about? Hold on a second. This attitude, people's attitude in this country stinks more, and that's what they have written there.
That's what you actually have written that. Okay.
Because that's what we've learned since we've been in LA.
Yeah.
Everybody has a dream. Everyone, and as wanky as it sounds, like everyone's like kind of on the same boat. They're like, I'm over here trying to make something of myself, and everyone's actually kind of supportive, and nobody is weirdly judgy because that's what everyone kind of does over there. And then you come home, people are just like, fucking, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Have an ambition, you fucking queer.
Over there, people are very like proud of you doing your own thing and like really like, going for it.
Aaron walked
but here
on
they're
stage.
Sort of going, who do you think you are?
Aaron walked on stage at his gig there, like he was goddamn fucking Dave Chappelle popping in at the Comedy Store. They're all like, whoa. And that girl was like to me, man, that you fucking slayed it. You slayed it. Don't let anyone tell you you're not good at this. And I was like, I don't ever do that.
Yeah, who said I wasn't good?
Yeah. Believe it or not, wasn't an accident that you all laughed that whole time. You know? With my sexy accent over here. Fucking right, you wankers. Wanker. Sometimes you'll see, like, you know, when an American uses a word that's not American. Like, a lot of people have to conform to that. You know, they're like, oh yeah, pedophiles and, you know, parking lot. Didn't Aaron's wee girlfriend say that to you? You said parking.
I said car park.
Car park. It's like you just shown her the fucking Matrix. What does that mean? Like her fucking brain broke. You can figure most shit out. Like,
yeah, I'm not like converting it from a different language.
Yeah. Anyway, it was funny because she did, like I said something about being a bit tired, and she was like explaining to me what a vodka Red Bull was, and I was like, yeah, I'm a clean 11 years older than you. I know what a vodka Red Bull, and because the caffeine in the Red Bull will bring you up, but you still get a buzz from the vodka. And I was like, oh, really? Really?
And you know who loves being given advice? It's Colin.
What? I do. I love getting advice. You know, Colin. What they call me? The sponge. Because I absorb the knowledge and then it runs clean out the back.
Yeah, I take none of it on board.
I don't learn unless I do it wrong 4 times myself.
By 4 times, you mean years?
Yes, 4 years of wrongness. Wankers! You know what I mean? what else I want to talk about? LA, Dublin, Laveries. We did Laveries last night. It was crazy. Crazy, bro.
It's been a crazy time since getting off the flight. We've only really got home.
I feel like I've been home for like 2 weeks and haven't been home. You know what I mean? And then, of course, we get home and I go to bed and I can't sleep in my own bed.
Last night?
Yeah.
You were straight asleep, Colin.
And then straight awake about fucking 2 hours later. All night. Wanker. You know what I mean? And this podcast is going to be called Wanker Squirts.
It is, isn't it? Wanker Squirts. Oh, God.
I'll put a star where the A is.
See, everyone's maybe laughing now, but I'm going to hear this for the next 2 weeks. Continually.
My neck needs to crack something, Sheldon. Yeah. Wanker.
You are going to give yourself Tourette's then.
Yep, totally.
Can you give yourself Tourette's? I don't know. You could. You need to stop doing that.
I don't know. But yeah, we did Lavery's last night. We did a live podcast because we, over the last few weeks, we've had people up, maybe from down south or whatever. And unfortunately, they just you just don't get a crowd in because...
Well, we get crowds. You get crowds. We've never been empty. But to us, it's like... It's like we've always sold out completely nearly every night.
If you want to pump in, you got to get the local lads on. So me and Mickey did a podcast. That was a lot of fun. We went back and forward talking about dicks and jizz and shit. And then we played the flip deck with a bunch of questionably young girls. And then doing support, we had James McKegney and Mark McCartney.
I can't remember a second name.
Definitely
Mark.
Right there, but
it's
it was
Mark, but.
It's because I said those two names together. I was like McKegney, like it was like too much, and they did very well. And
they did really well.
And here's the thing: your guy Mark McCartney smashed the bag out of it, which was great to see. You know, someone who's like just done started doing stand up in the last wee while, and they're fucking like. That's how you know someone's good is like. They're like, it's like a band or anything. You're like, that's their style. Like, they're perfectly formed already.
Yeah, he's definitely
he's
a
not,
formed artist.
He's
already.
Not like learning to fucking find his voice. You're just like, that's what the way he is. And he smashed it. And here's the unfair bit. James McKegney also killed. But it was just, your man fucking smashed the light. He had the fucking, like, gig of his life. If he had recorded that set, it would have got him into anywhere in the fucking the world, probably. But...
I mean, James had the slightly harder job of going on first,
going
which
on
is
first.
Always. It's
but he
always
fucking, he was getting, he was doing, he was getting really big rolling laughs, and people were, he was killing it. Like
they've got different styles,
got
so
different styles,
it's,
and
you can't really
on
compare.
And smash life, out, so there you go. But
it's brilliant actually to see people who are genuine, like new comedians, do really, really well.
Yeah,
properly well, and kind of puts people who've been doing it for a while a little bit to shame because they just come in with this sort of. New energy to it all and
well,
you know this great material it, and
see,
everything so it's good
it's,
to see
it's good because like I actually I feel like I think I don't write a lot of material but just you naturally do just doing Lavery's and then before you know it you're like fuck I have like a whole new hour compared to January like
yeah
that was the last show I'm like I could literally put the fucking set list beside each other and be like I think I've carried over like two bits that fit well in a new order and the new show type thing. But yeah, so you're talking like a new hour from January, basically. You're pulling some old bits that suit the thing, whatever. But, so I think I write enough, but probably not enough, I could write more, but like people definitely don't write fucking anything and just will do the same shit. But it doesn't hurt to see someone who's like new and hungry and good for you to be like, oh fuck, I don't do anything around here. You know, it's very easy to get cozy. Which is why I'll be in Pug Uglies tonight, eating a bag of shit, doing some new stuff.
You trying new stuff?
Yeah, I'm hopefully going to write a whole pile of new stuff. I just need to get very aggressive with the stuff, you know. Got that new bit about Bill Cosby. Did it last night at Lavery's. Crushed. KFC Crushums. That's my nickname on the comedy scene.
Cute reference.
Squash'ems. Crush'em, squash'em, break'em.
Wankers.
Wankers. Wanker squirts. Up next, the wanker squirts. What the fuck was I talking about there?
Who knows?
Yeah, just gotta write some new stuff. You gotta be scared sometimes. You gotta be inspired.
Well, in any career, there's people coming up behind you always in life. So.
Rent boy. That's a great joke. People coming in, but you're behind. I'm starving.
It's all right.
Let me do. Fuck's sake. Let me do some.
Bit obvious. No, I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Tell me I'm doing hack jokes now. Is that what you're telling me? Also, I got some information from a fella who's telling me Amazon affiliate links. He's like, put your stuff on Amazon for sale because you get way more money. So fuck my butt. Okay. All right, bro. That sounds like that song, do you remember? Somebody entered. I wanted to talk about this too. There was a man who was 69 and he went to the doctor and the guy's like, yeah, you're in good shape, mate. You have the body of like a you know, someone who's like 50 maybe, and the guy tried to legally change his age.
What? Why? Why?
Because he's like, oh, doctor told me that my body's good, so like, I want to be a younger person. Now, that sounds to me like the start of a guy who's like, I'm going to try and segue my way into fucking being a paedophile. No one's going to care. Do you know?
Well, by the sound of that title, that's what I thought that was about. Be like, I identify as a 14-year-old boy. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, that's how you get away with being a pedo.
Yeah. You just go, I'm a child. You're going to jail.
You had
mind.
Sex with that child. And you're like, listen, bro, I identify as a 13-year-old. I'm not a pig. Yeah.
In my mind, I'm also 13. So.
But then also,
fine.
Like, you're like, what 13-year-olds are clean bucking each other? Europeans, probably. French. Big hairy aisle fucking baguettes on them. And they're like, I mean, stop talking about
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sexy.
So he's trying to change his age legally?
Yeah, but it's, you know, he's 69, so he wants to be like, what, 59, 49 or something? I don't know.
I really don't feel like there's much more advantage to being 49 to 69.
No, and he definitely looks 69, so what you gonna do about it? It's fucking strange. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Hi, I'm just signing up for the, what do you call that thing people go to when they're doing gymnastics and their kids? Like tumble tots or something? What's it called? Yeah. What's it called? I'd just like to sign up for that. Well, you're 70. I'm not. Well, you definitely are. No, but actually, I identify.
I have a certificate to say I'm not.
I'm wearing a nappy and I identify as a fucking 2-year-old, so.
Hey, sir, I'm here for the water babies class.
do not judge me, but I'm here for the breastfeeding cake sale. Did you just headbutt the microphone? Am I going to have to put like caution tape? I actually have caution tape. Put caution tape around it so you don't fucking...
Stupid big headphones.
The stupid... Get your own, for fuck's sake. Get your own wee sleek ones. actually, I identify as a child. So.
That'd be good if you're like... You remember you used to try and get into nightclubs when you're too young? Like, but I identify as 25,
but that's, so... See with this whole, like, you know, pronoun type movement? It's like you can literally be completely crazy and no one's allowed to go, this cunt is a fucking lunatic. And they're like, no, I'm trans species. And they'll literally be like, oh, I identify as a fox. So most of the day I just run in a circle and go, meow, make that fucking fox noise. And you're like, oh, well, good for you. That's the way you like to express yourself. That's how you identify. No one's allowed to go, get the fuck out of my business, you mental cunt. Stop going through the bins like an actual fox.
I wish you owned a shop so you could imagine someone's like, the door
I identify as a fox. You're like, no sweat. And then just let 20 hounds rip them apart.
Hey, I've got a job for you on Boxing Day.
With that fucking bugle thing.
You want to be a fox, do you?
You want to be a fox? These 20 dogs are going to chase you through the countryside and then rip you apart in a fucking badger den or what do we call those?
But you do you, girl, you know?
No one's judging.
No judgment.
You're in a safe zone now. You're fucking lunatic. Why? There is a lot of madness just being covered up. Like, fucking hell. Fuck my ass. If all NI comedians were pro wrestlers, who'd win in a Royal Rumble? Whoever you wanted to win, because it's fake as shit.
Oh, meow.
Oh, meow. I'd say Dave Elliott would probably make a very good pro wrestler.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he likes homoerotic things. He likes being covered in oil. You know, he's big. He's a big beefcake. Do you know what I mean? He could easily be a pro wrestler.
He enjoys a dance.
He enjoys a bit of theatrics. Wanker squirts. And, you know.
So basically Dave. He's going to win.
Dave, yeah, would let Dave Winnie be...
What would be your wrestling name?
My wrestling name?
Yeah.
Wanker Squirt?
It would be Wanker Squirt, wouldn't it? Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen!
You'd be like the wrestler with Tourette's?
Cock Lesnar. I wonder... No, I couldn't be one of those wrestlers where I just use my real name. That'd be shit.
Do people do that?
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, okay.
Loads of them.
I don't really watch wrestling, so...
Neither do I. Although it's one of those things, I'd probably much rather do it than watch it ever. You know what I mean? Who else is a wrestler that has a regular... Yeah, fucking Jake the Snake. You know, I think his name's not Jake the Snake? Jacob the Snake. Jacob. to Joe Rogan's podcast. He was literally just like, yeah, but I just fucking, I never had the same snake twice. I'd use it, fucking slap its face and jump on his head and throw it in the bin, and someone else would bring me another python. You fucking lunatic.
There was some girl in Santa Monica just walking around with a snake grinder.
Yeah.
Do you see
seen that? Yeah. That's like, not the weirdest thing you would see.
Not like as a costume, like just, I think she was talking to it.
Is Jacob the snake? And it was an albino fucking like royal python. So I was like, is that supposed to be out in the sun or what? Anyway.
It might have had sun cream.
Mickey would be the slug. Kieran Bartlett would be more like the guy that like is like a sidekick of a wrestler. You know what I'm saying? So like the Undertaker, Paul. Yeah, so like the Undertaker had a wee friend called Paul Bearer. And you know, he basically looked like a bollocks, a set of bollocks with a mustache. But he would just creep around and but yeah, I think that'd be more Kieran style. Look at the old Undertaker, bro. Fuck me. Oh shit. Who else have we got? Shane would be like, like someone just wee mincy, you know, like a little princeling guy who has a crew of people who do the wrestling for him, you know, and he just sits on a little suede throne and goes, until next time, or whatever.
Mincy Princey would be a good name.
Mincy Prince.
Minceling Princeling.
The Mincy Princeling. Yeah.
Perfect.
That's your name. Shane, if you're listening to this, the Mincy Princeling.
If everything else doesn't work out, you know, you can take that.
Straight into wrestling as the Mincy Princeling.
Yeah.
You and Dave. Dave could be the fucking... something to do with a bear, you know? The Jizzly Bear. There you go. Got it. The Jizzly Bear and Princey Minceling.
Well,
this is more like the name of their... They would have, like... That's like the name they would make up for one of their podcasts, probably. The Jizzly Bear and the Mincy Princeling.
That's a great name.
Take it.
They should do children's books.
Well, definitely not. Also, yeah. This man is repulsive, isn't he? He's a big fat cunt with, like, vinyl black hair and then terrible, like, acne scars that he's then put, like... white makeup over.
I love how you're bitching about the makeup here.
But look at those eyebrows, Maureen. They're like yours. No, I'm joking. Oh, cool. That's what he looks like now. Sexy.
Oh, even better.
Sexy. Everything about me so sexy. That's a real song. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Who done that? Libertines? Liberty X?
Not the Libertines, no.
If you had to choose between Jesus and Muhammad, who would you prefer to fist fuck? All right, bro. Fucking relax. How the fuck do they actually get the figs in the fig rolls? I believe they blend it down to a jam. And then they pulp it on in there. Pulp.
They do what?
Pulp it in. I don't know. Fig rolls are fucking dangerous though. I could eat 40,000 of them. I love them. It's one of those tastes where it's not too strong. And it's not too anything. But you just keep... It's not even too sweet. You just keep eating them going... Why? They're very Moorish.
They are.
And they taste old. They taste like old biscuits. My name's Old Biscuits. That would be...
What about you and your biscuits and gravy?
Yeah, I went to America. By the way, there's...
I went to America.
There's some shit we didn't do. So, like, we didn't get an In-N-Out burger, mm-hmm. which people... We got mixed reviews. A lot of people were like, it's absolutely... Don't worry about it because it's a pile of shit. But even though there was one quite close to us in Hollywood, but we didn't go to it.
But the Thai place we went to was close to it, so we went past it twice to get Thai food, and then we weren't ever near it again.
We went to go to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and it was an absolute dingy shithole, and we just went,
yeah,
I don't like this at all. And we were like, you hungry? Yeah. And then we just tried to find some Thai food, and then we found Sunset Thai, and it was, that's just what we needed to. And we went,
oh, so good.
I ate, here's my problem, I love it so much, like Thai food and stuff like that.
We can't hold back.
I'm like in a fucking sweet shop. I'm just like, I could never be like, I'll just take that. We got fucking Pad Thai, which what I will say is in Bow Tree in the fucking Holy Lands in Belfast, do the best Pad Thai I've ever had in my life. And
it's
been
one of the best Thai places I've been.
We've been to fucking Thailand, and I think the food in there is better. Well, actually, really but maybe bar some curries or something. But the pad thai they do is fucking delish. So I got pad thai, which was very nice, but not as good, but still very, very nice. You got some sort of curry, massaman.
Got a massaman, then I got a red one the next time.
And then I got fucking pineapple fried rice with pork.
Oh my God, how good was it?
And people are like, oh, I can't believe you didn't go to In-N-Out. And you're like, suck my In-N-Out penis.
Suck my penis in-N-Out.
You know, wanker squirt. It was fucking, it was goddamn.
So tasty.
And especially because, you know, you sometimes you just, you do get caught up in just being in America. And you're like, I had a fucking cheese, egg and bacon burrito for my breakfast. And then we were hungry. And then we stopped at a place and had a fucking pastrami sandwich. And then
we had 7 bowls of cinnamon toast crunch.
And then we had something, you know, some days you do just get caught up eating American shite, which is mainly every day. But then that was just like a fucking breath of fresh air.
So good.
It was in no way healthier because of the quantity that we put away. But oh my God, it was delicious. And then we went back the very next day. So embarrassing.
But that's the thing about LA. Whatever food you like, there is a really good version of it there.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Totally.
Like, you can find it.
And there's a thing that they have in LA, which I talked about last week, which is the Mexican diner for breakfast. You just turn up and they're just like, whatever the fuck you want,
there was
it.
A lot of them in Santa Monica. Really?
Yeah, it was
more
great.
So, but
that Jinky's place was the shit. And it was so fucking just bog standard. Like, but then they would just bring out these magical breakfasts. Remember? They were just
they
like,
they were huge. They were like the size dinner here.
Who was I talking about? I was like, it's kind of like, how would you describe it? You get like 5-star hospitality in a fucking breakfast diner. They're just slick. They're bum coffee. What would you like? No problem. Disappears, comes back. Big fancy breakfast with eggs and fucking paprika dusted over it and perfect eggs and everything. Like, it was class.
And they bring out like a little bowl of fruit before you start.
Yeah.
And it was just really nice.
Just
yeah.
Really good service. And it's a fucking bog standard breakfast place. But that Thai food, amazing. Oh, I'm thinking about it right now. Do you know what I should do later? Because I'll be in Belfast.
Bring some home.
Get you some Thai food and bring it home for you.
Do it.
It'd be late at night, like, I'll be home probably about 12, like, but would you kiss me under the ribs? Winker squirt? Okay.
I know, stop saying that.
Oh, Jesus Christ, boy.
It's making me hungry.
Yeah, I'm starving now.
That's the thing about jet lag. I find like I'm hungry at weird times now.
Yeah, and I am I need to lose. It's the only thing I need to do in my life. Forget everything else. I need to lose about 5 stone. I really do.
Well, just do it then.
But I have no. Do you know what? It's not willpower. I actually do have willpower with a lot of things. It's focus I lack.
Yeah.
It's remembering that I'm trying to lose weight. That's my main problem.
I find that so funny that you have to remember to do something, which is like everyone has to eat all day.
Yeah. That is the main problem with losing weight is you still have to eat, but you just have to change the way you do it.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Also, I was looking at bikes there. You've probably seen that in the background. We cycled for one day in Santa Monica and I was like, I miss riding a bike.
You miss it from when your childhood?
Yeah, from when I was a kid. I was just like on the bike. You know, I was like, I love this. I love whizzing about in a bike.
I thought you were going to be a runner. You're going to be a runner for like 2 days.
I want to be able to do everything. I want to diversify. You know?
I want to cycle. Triathlon like next year?
Not even that. I just want to be able to fucking throw on shoes, go for a run, jump on a bike, go for a wee scoot, clear your head.
The difference is here. It's wet here.
Yeah, but that's because I'm in the room and everyone feels sexy.
Right.
Winker squirts. I'm literally starving. And you made us porridge and I'm starving.
Yeah.
I probably should have another. Is it 11 o'clock? Squirt in the air. Right, hold on.
Why? What's wrong with 11?
I have to go at about 1, but I also want to have a sleep because I've been awake all night. Fucking start. Stop doing domestics.
Hard life for you, innit?
Stop doing domestics to me. I also have a photo shoot later, so I want to look real sexy. Everything. Thank you, Sos. The Mincy Princeling. Are you broadcasting love too, lad? Hey, fuck up, Aiden. What are you talking about, bro? What was the most ridiculously American thing you saw when you were in LA? Probably the woman telling the fucking toddler to get a hold of its emotions. this chair is bullshit. what was the really American thing? The woman walking with the snake. I don't know. Your babies are hanging out. I don't know. It's just you're over there, so it is American. So you just don't really fucking take that much notice of it. You're like, it is American. You're in America. If they were doing it in the middle of Belfast, you'd be like, that's weird. But I don't even know what I'm talking about when I say that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We actually, there's something about LA that's a bit cool though, that no one's too naff and annoying actually.
No?
People are they're just a bit positive, which comes across maybe to us as cheesy because we're used to misery, but.
Here's a great question. You ready for it? Final question. We'll leave you on this. Have you any particular banger songs that you want to play at the end of this? They get me kicked off fucking monetization? Or do we just...
Do you want to put that... that Dua Lipa remix on?
Yep. Dua Lipa.
No, wait, hold on. Okay,
I'll get it, bro. I'll get it. Don't you? There it is. See? What do you think? I'm amateur? Fucking wanker squirts. Oh, we add for Jameson.
Let's stop. Let's stop that right now.
Are you masturbating? Has Maureen ever... Who's this? Rita... Something Longbow? I don't know. Has Maureen ever talked about trying stand-up? Being around the scene for so long has to be tempting. Final question.
Not tempting at all.
No?
I know. I couldn't do it. No way. Yeah, I'm not funny enough to do it. You have to be like a special person where you're like funny, but you're like confident on stage.
There's plenty of people do it that aren't fucking that funny.
Well, I know that, but I am.
You could be one of them.
I'm aware of like how many bad comedians there are. I think some people maybe convince themselves that they're really funny and that it's really easy to do.
Yeah.
I know that it's not, and it's a real craft, and it's something that is just in people to be good at. Do you know what I mean? So to me, when someone suggests someone should try stand up, not even me, but anyone, I would go, why? You know, they would know if it's something that's in them to do.
Yeah.
No, like say for you, like people suggested you do stand up, but you did comedy, you were writing sketch, you know, you're in that kind of world.
Yeah.
It's not something that's ever.
I'll tell you what's weird. Even in weird my mind, to think about. I think it's weirder. It was weirder for me to become a stand-up comedian than it was for other people to hear that I was now a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, that's what I mean. For other people, it seemed like a natural thing for you to be doing.
But then it took me a while to be like, oh yeah, I can actually try that. And maybe, you know what I mean? Like, it takes you a minute to convince yourself that it's even an option.
There are people who would surprise you who are very good at stand-up that you mightn't think in real life it would work for them.
Yeah.
It's and a there's funny people, thing. There's not really a recipe, but...
are very funny that...
Wouldn't suit stand-up.
That wouldn't really suit it, like...
But the funny thing is, like, I have been kind of around the comedy scene for quite a while. But that's the bit that I like. I like the behind the scenes. I like the, like, watching stand-up. I like watching audiences. I actually watch the audience more than I watch stand-up. I watch what people enjoy and what makes a good comedy night and what makes a good comedy club and how dark should it be and how loud should it
be. Like, you're like
what music should you play right before someone walks on, and
you're more like a stage manager. Like,
yeah, that's what I love. Like, I'm like, I'll go to the comedy store and I love watching comedy. I love watching comedians. I love watching the craft of it, and I also like watching how it's set up and how their presence on stage and how they do it.
Yeah,
it would never cross my mind I would never be jealous of someone doing the performance. I liked watching the performance. I like being part of it all, but no, I watch people on stage going, that's class. And I can actually think I'm not terrible at like giving people maybe slight with like constructive criticism, because I've watched so much that I'm like, I can probably give people advice about what I think could help them. Not in a like, here's what you should say on stage kind of thing. But that's it. I like that side of it. Nothing to do with the material part.
It's so funny that like, you know, you could watch Chris D'Elia, and if he was like, do you have any advice for me? You'd be like,
I would have advice for him.
Just be fucking natural and conversational and riff on stuff, because it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I would say
don't try and do an act with all this really, you know, stuttery fucking Mitch Hedberg material. you're like, you're dumbing yourself down for your act.
And
you're
people,
funnier. You're literally funnier in real life.
People do see him doing, you know, a podcast and talking normally, and it's so funny.
Yeah.
Why would you change it up for stage? And that's what people come to see. And blah blah. Yeah, like I feel like I could, you know, I love stuff like that. I can watch other people's comedy and be like, here's what would have been funnier if they had done that.
Yeah.
But not in a million lifetimes would I ever want to be a stand-up.
You've done it with me a few times, probably. Where you're just like, you're like, you know, this person's going on, then this person's going on. So when you go on, like, make sure you fucking have a lot of energy, because it's not a good order of people to go on.
Or you'll ask me, like in Lavery's, we'll be like making the lineups, and I'll be like, okay, who's going on first? And you're like, such and such. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, but then this person needs to go on after.
I mean,
them.
Yeah, like that. They ran into that problem at the Limelight Comedy Club for a quick second, because their first gig was literally like Sean Hegarty and fucking Lisa Casey. Is that her name?
Yeah.
And it was like all these one-liner comedians, and you're like, you can't really do that.
And then they had to address on stage that some of their stand-up was quite similar. They actually, like, she actually said that. She went, oh,
well, I think it kind of sounds one, like, I think it was just like,
no, I know, that's what I mean, but like, whatever, but it just obviously naturally might sound like that, because yeah, it's one-liners, which, you know, I turned around and said that to you. I went, never ever would I put them on the same lineup or back-to-back. You haven't given either of them a chance, really. So that's what I like. But someone said to me the other day, and
they're gonna go, never would ever put her on a gig ever.
No, not that at all. But you have to. There's something about contrasting comedy as well, that it stands out in its own little right, rather than having lots of people who are too similar back to back. It's not as funny sometimes.
Yeah.
But someone said to me the other day, we're talking something about, it was like a podcast person came up to me, and they were like talking about just you doing well and stuff, and they're like, yeah, but there's clearly a difference between, like, you know, pre-Maureen and post-Maureen, when you started helping Colin out with stuff, like the difference. And I was like, haha, I knew it. But that's what I mean. Like,
what
the behind,
fuck, what were they talking about?
As in, just like,
Who said this?
Just people.
Oh, well.
Just, you know.
Not dishing out any fucking names there.
No, that's very secret. But I mean, that's maybe what, like.
But what do you help me with?
Oh, all right.
Let's see if you're worth your money here.
I'm pretty sure I was the one who convinced you to ever have any social media presence. I went, Colin, have you heard of Snapchat or Instagram? You're like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
And I literally had to tell you for about 3 months that you should be doing it.
Nailed the life out of Snapchat, didn't
I? I bought Colin his first sound recorder to make a podcast, because we were in Glasgow and I bought it with my student loan.
And would you ever give over about it?
I've never spoke about it once in my life, but this is the thing I'm saying. I was like, you should be doing a podcast. I was like, you used to do one.
Yeah.
All you do is listen to podcasts, do a podcast. Yeah. And I bought you your first sound recorder. You know what I mean? So.
And you're sitting here in my hoodie.
That I probably told you to design.
Yeah. We should probably have Lavery's comedy hoodies. No problem, Maureen. I'll sort that for you now, master. I'll get that for you now, master.
Well,
here we are.
Right, Colin.
You're giving off about the headphones.
You're admittedly scatty and have no focus. So
I know. It's just when you're this talented.
Well.
Things don't matter.
This is why it works, Colin. You can say things like wanker squirts, and I will tell you when you should do your taxes. You know, it's just, that's how it works. So, which reminds me.
Glad you brought that up. Glad you brought that. Going to jail. I'm just going to land in at that fucking accountant and be like, help me, please. Help me.
Like that scene in Black Books when he comes in.
It'll be like fucking, you know, like one of those recycling plants where the back of the truck, the dump truck opens and just like, goosh, they'll be like, that were fucking receipts from Nero.
Yeah.
I was literally going to ask him, I was going to be like, now, you're probably dealing with, you know, a client here who does a very unique line of work. You know, I do some weird shit. What if I was to tell you that I need to do a lot of social media in order to feed my business for people to turn up? And one of those elements is that I make vlogs, okay? So I essentially went on a business trip to America to film videos, of which there are 4 coming out very soon. So can I use all of the expenses from America and just write those off? And he'd be like, I don't know how pineapple fried rice with pork.
Yeah. 2 days in a row.
And a pad thai can be written off. As a business thing. And I'll be like, listen, it's hard work walking around fucking, you know, from the thing to the Uber. I don't know. I'll have a word with him.
Yeah. Well, you know, all those 2 drink minimums. Cost.
Minimums,
you know. It's a better word.
I'm swatting my wedding ring to the other hand because that one feels a bit tight after America.
Just as you're about to leave for Belfast for the day, eh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Fucking the puss magnet, that's what they call
me.
Do
you never stick your tongue out like that ever again? That's disgusting.
You love it. Right, let's get the fuck out of here. The gigs that are... Go to colinguest.com. Click on any links to a gig you want to go to. We've got Manchester this Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We got fucking Cold Rain coming up on the 12th of December. And the 15th is the OMA gig. If anyone has heard of OMA or Lola's. Patreon.com if you want to support the podcast. Slide me a dollar.
Is it Colin Geddes or General Bunter?
What?
Patreon.
It's General Bunter.
General Bunter.
It's patreon.com/Janabanter podcast. We're getting a new merch order in today. There's going to be swag merch. I'm doing a photo shoot for a fucking recording of like a special, which is going to happen on January 5th. So I'm going to have a sexy photo of that today. And then...
let's see.
Like a sexy Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Before he died. Okay. There's all sorts of shit coming out. That special will be free to Patreon people. So if you want to sign up and dish out, like, it doesn't take much. You know what I mean? Slide me a dollar. Slide me $2. You won't even notice coming out of your bank. And I'll just keep blasting out podcasts, giving out free merch. Not free merch, free content. And I'm not going to do it like, I'm going to do content every day on this thing. It's probably going to be more like 4 times a year. I'm going to be like, take this fucking special for free.
Take it.
Take this. Here's a documentary or something. Do you know what I'm saying? It'll be a piece of work.
Yeah, nude calendar in the new year.
It's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. Told you, full of good ideas, you see. So I'm here.
Yeah, that'd be so funny, wouldn't it? Full. Imagine you
action
did.
Photos of you on your bike now that you're a cyclist, out running, now that you're a runner, eating porridge now that you're like healthy. You know? All that.
Eating porridge. Yeah, I might get a bike, fuck it. Right, we'll play us out in this song. What else was it? Rate and review the podcast. Recommend it to a friend if you work in a workplace and be like, hey, stop doing work, listen to this podcast.
Everyone stop. Stop what you're doing right now.
It is amazing that most podcast listening is done in someone's work when they should be working. Oh man, I just found your podcast, listened to 12 of them at work today. What do you do? I'm a fucking trauma nurse. Hey, do some work. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking putting your thumb on someone's aorta and there's blood squirting out all over the place and all you hear is, wanker squirts! Do you know what I mean?
Hey, you're changing lives, you know?
Changing lives! Make me some eggs, you bitch! Right, here we go. See you later, guys. Can you take the job of making the Dead on Mafia playlist?
Sure.
Get on it!
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.